Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Donato Grosser. He is a student of global trade in the ceramic business, and for years has been a consultant for the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association. Donato, how are you?
Very fine, thank you.
It's good to talk to you. I know I've caught you in New York. I wanted to talk to you because our lead story today is around some decisions that have been made with the Department of Commerce related to both anti-dumping and countervailing duties. In that story, they're saying that the imports of ceramic tile from China are about $500 million. And on top of the Section 301 in the news because of Donald Trump, the areas around intellectual properties, these are over and above those anti-dumping, countervailing duties. And I mean, we're hearing numbers of over 100%, up to 222%. So that's going to change the landscape, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, we are talking at this point only of countervailing duties. Commerce published in the Federal Register of September the 12th a preliminary decision for which countervailing duties from China is going to be 103.77%. This takes effect immediately, and the Commerce instructed CPB to require a cash deposit equal to the rate indicated above, which means 103.77%. And you can bet that with this kind of duty, basically imports from China are going down to zero because there's nobody who can afford paying more than 100% duty. This really follows the decision that was taken years ago in 2011 in Europe, where they made also a countervailing duty action against Chinese companies, and there the duties was much lower, for about 30% for a few companies and higher for many other companies. And because of that, the imports to Europe from China of ceramic tile went down by 77%. But that still was possible because of a 30% duty for a few companies still allowed them to export to Europe. With a 100% duty in the United States, you can bet imports from China will go down to zero. Now, this is only the countervailing duty investigation. There is, concurrently, there is an anti-dumping investigation with the result yet here. And if that also adds another level of duties, we'll make what is an impossibility on top of another impossibility.
Yeah. So let me summarize that, because this is a point I wanted you to help me make. These types of duties were put in by the European Union back in 2011, and they weren't as severe. I mean, some companies only had to pay 35-40%, but the majority had to pay more than that. And within a couple of years, the imports into the European Union were down 77%. So now the United States is putting in three different types of penalties against these products. That's going to take the tax on these products way up over 100%. And it's basically going to shut the door on roughly $500 million worth of imports on an annual basis, isn't it?
Correct.
Now, what do you think that's going to do? If you look at the domestic factories that are here, some of them are Italian-owned. That's an area of focus for you. Some of them are like Crossville's, are privately owned. But you and I talked at Coverings this year, and we were talking about the fact that they were only running at about 85% of capacity.
Probably less, probably about 80% capacity. But everybody expects that local American manufacturer of ceramic tile will benefit because there's going to be such a scarcity of product in the United States, and importers and small distributors will scramble to get the product quickly from whoever can supply it quickly. And there's nobody who can supply it quickly more than local manufacturers that have very good products, and also from other exporting countries like Italy and other countries. So that is going to benefit all the competitors of China.
Yeah.
And first of all, American manufacturers, who are the ones basically who started the action, yeah. And they're going to benefit from this action.
Right, that's what I thought too. All right, so a lot of people that are in the tile business are packing their bags toward the end of this week, and they're headed to Bologna, Italy for the CSI show. Will you be there this year?
No, I don't expect to be there.
You're not going. Okay. Well, I'm headed there end of the week, so looking forward to catching up with a lot of my friends in the tile business. With the volume of tile that's been coming out of China, the door's basically going to be shut pretty soon.
It's going to be replaced very quickly. I mean, American manufacturers can increase their capacity immediately, mm-hmm. to go to 100% capacity, and there are other importing countries who can also supply what is missing. I don't think that is going to be a problem for capacity.
All right, Donato, great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Donato Grosser, a consultant with the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association and a student of global trade with ceramic tile. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.